This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 70 for Tuesday, September 21st. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were mixed on Tuesday, with losses in the nearby November contract and gains in the more deferred positions. Activity was choppy with intermonth spreading a feature. Canola down 50 cents in the nearby November contract at $860.60 per ton. The deferred months all higher. Hedge pressure and long liquidation by smaller speculators accounted for some of the declines in November, but on the other side, a move to fresh highs in European rapeseed futures overnight and gains in the Chicago soy complex provided support. Ongoing uncertainty over the size of this year's canola crop also underpinned the futures, with many traders of the opinion that the actual production will end up below the 12.8 million tons forecast by Statistics Canada last week. Chart support was holding, keeping canola range-bound overall. In the U.S., soybeans were higher while corn and wheat were both lower. Turnaround Tuesday activity accounted for the gains in beans as that market recovered after yesterday's losses. November soybeans up 11 cents at $12.74 per bushel. The U.S. soybean crop was rated 6% harvested in the latest weekly report. That's in line with the average for this time of year. The good to excellent rating improved 1 point on the week to 58%. Meanwhile, farmers in Brazil are reportedly just getting started seeding their next soybean crop, with early expectations pointing to increased area and record production. In corn, the good harvest pace kept prices under pressure for the second day. The December contract down 4 cents at $5.17 per bushel. The U.S. corn harvest was 10% complete as of this past Sunday. That's up 1 point from the average for this time of year. The good to excellent rating improved to 59%. Eastern corn growing regions may see some harvest delays over the next few days with a large storm in the forecast, but the longer range outlook remains favorable heading into October. Wheat was down across the board, seeing an extension of yesterday's losses. Recent strength in the U.S. dollar was a bearish influence, as that makes U.S. wheat more expensive for global buyers. Minneapolis down 5 cents in the December contract at $8.89 per bushel. Kansas City down 9 cents in December at $6.90 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 10 cents, also at $6.90 in the December contract. The U.S. winter wheat crop was 21% seeded in the latest USDA report. That's up 9 points from the previous week and 3 points ahead of the average. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, September 21st. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.